Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ and entrusting to us the message of the reconciliation. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After entering a boat, Jesus made the crossing and came into his own town. And there people brought to him a paralytic lying on a stretcher. When Jesus saw his faith, he said to the paralytic, "Courage, child, your sins are forgiven." At that, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blasphemy." Jesus knew what they were thinking and said, "Why do you harbor evil thoughts? Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven or to say rise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of God has authority on earth to forgive sins." He then said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your stretcher and go home." He rose and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were struck with awe and glorified God who had given such authority to men. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus said to the man, "Courage, child, your sins are forgiven." We can see that this man, when he met Jesus, he had a contrite heart. Let us learn from this paralytic person. You have to always ask forgiveness for the Lord. Truthfully, we are sinning all the time. We need to change ourselves. God is always accompanying us, but it's important we do have to a pure heart. Let the word of God always remain in us so that we can live always in his life. We need to change every present moment. Only by then we can follow Jesus. So, thank the Lord that he come on earth to save us, to give us all the graces we need to have him in our heart. Jesus, we trust in you.